We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Kayla. As a mom working from home, life is crazier than ever, especially on days like these. But I'm still ruling my day thanks to Metro. Metro gave me an awesome phone and tablet. Now my son can get his homework done on the tablet without needing to borrow my laptop. Plus, with Metro, Amazon Prime is included, so I can access great deals and discounts on school essentials and get them delivered in no time with unlimited free shipping. All while keeping an eye on my son to make sure he finishes his online practice tests before he starts watching his favorite Amazon originals.
Right now, get a new phone and tablet on us when you switch to Metro, the number one brand in prepaid. Plus, enjoy high-speed data on both devices with one Amazon Prime membership included for just $75 a month. Metro by T-Mobile, rule your day.
I'm Kayla, and that's how I rule my day with Metro.
With new lines of service after rebate redemption plus sales tax and activation fee. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members on select rate plans. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 a month cost. Restrictions apply.
From the shores of Malibu where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the island, Yaz Island, Fight Island, Abu Dhabi, where the UFC is coming. We are here and we are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, COVID-19, President Trump, you name it. We talk about it, and we are here to voice more this week. I am over here in Abu Dhabi. I am long distance. I'm on the other side of the world, but I am here with my partner, my producer, my friend and co-host, TJ DeSantis. TJ, how is it on your side of the world? I'll tell you how it is on my side of the world.
I'm fine. I'm good over here. You know, every time I hear Abu Dhabi, I'm taken back to my childhood, because I watched Garfield, the animated series. I don't know if you ever remember Garfield, the orange cat, but he had a love interest named Nermal. Well, the interest was all on her end, and Garfield didn't like her too much, so he would always ship her to Abu Dhabi.
Oh, that's funny. I had a cat that looked like Garfield that weighed 22 pounds.
So he probably was Garfield. Did he eat lasagna and hate Mondays?
No, I tried to get him in as a stunt double in the movies, but it didn't work.
Dang.
It's okay. It's all good. So while we're here, you know, everybody's always wondering about Fight Island. It was revealed where it's at a few weeks ago. Everybody's been reading about what they've been reading about. So ask me what I've seen on Fight Island.
Okay, Bruce, what have you seen on Fight Island?
Absolutely nothing. You're seeing it right here.
Well, you know, procedure, protocols, right?
Safety and protocol. The UFC is definitely putting in the maximum safety and protocol. For me, my adventure started where I had to go. I drove to Las Vegas. Had somebody drive me to Las Vegas.
Oh, and, you had a driver, huh?
A good friend of mine.
Okay.
A good friend of mine. She drove me to Las Vegas.
I just didn't know if it was like someone with white gloves and they opened the back, back door for you and you sat in and sipped champagne all the way up to Vegas or something.
It was kind of similar, but it was more from the front seat. And I don't drink while I drive or am being driven. So it was more like,
you know what? Let's just leave it alone. Let's just leave it alone. We'll let our imagination run wild with it.
Let the imaginations run. All good. All good. So
how are you doing in sequester? Because I had my fair share of it. It was only about a 40-hour sequester in Kansas City last week. And Bruce, I grew up an only child, right? Like, I'm used to being alone. I like my solitude. After about 24 hours of being alone and isolated, I don't care who you are. You can be the most introverted person on the planet. You need more physical interaction, not physical, but personal interaction with people than you're probably even willing to admit if you're a loner.
Well, it's all based on the individual. Every human being gets lonely, whether they're a loner or not.
Right.
We live in a 19 pandemic protocol, sequestered, play it safe world. And I'm going to say it one time in the show, and I'll say it again before the show. I said it before. If your listeners are watching, I don't care where you're at in the world. If you're not following the protocol, if you're not wearing your mask, if you have a problem wearing your mask,
yeah.
If you have a problem doing what it is to keep yourself safe, the people around you safe, elderly safe, and now the young people who, if you watch CNN, are suffering at huge rates,
yep.
Suffering neurological damage, heart damage, lung damage. Maybe they don't die, lifelong damage from this horrific, horrific virus.
Yeah, okay? I don't know if I told you this. Oh, go ahead.
If you're not wearing your mask, if you're not distancing, if you're not doing everything they tell you to do, then I don't want you to watch the show. Because I want to talk to people that are part of the solution.
Right.
And part of the problem. And if you are part of the problem and you learn from what we talk about on the show to become part of the solution, so be it. All right. This is a team effort by the world. If you watch CNN, you'll realize we are in the worst stage of this pandemic than we have ever been.
Was weird.
Record number. Weird. I'm sorry, I keep stepping on teachers. I'm going to get this information.
Yep.
Arizona is now number one in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is 10,000 cases or more or less daily.
Right.
California is now worse than it was in March.
Right.
Okay. And if this doesn't tell you what's going on, and now let's talk about just here. I went to Vegas. I was tested and sequestered.
Mm-hmm.
I tested negative, thankfully.
Good job.
And good job. Got on a plane with everybody else. A private commercial Etihad jet. Dana and a whole bunch of us were on it. We came over to Fight Island. We landed. They were met with everybody in hazmat suits. My room service
really?
Here, and you've seen if you follow me on Instagram at Bruce Buffer UFC, my room service is delivered by men and women in hazmat suits.
Hazmat suits to bring you food.
What's that?
To bring you food.
To bring you food.
Oh,
to
my God, that's crazy.
They come to my door to clean my room in hazmat suits, and I'm like, no. They hand me the food. I get handed the food. I wash my hands. I clean everything. The virus is around us. And now you might say, well, great. It's not around me. Well, it is so close to home now for me, both in my personal life and in my professional life. And we'll talk about the professional life only. Professionally speaking, I was in Vegas. Paul Felder came in.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Vegas. John Anik and all of us, we got there. We're talking out on the lot, parking lot. I have my mask on. Mike Brown is out there. John goes up to say hi to Mike Brown. Mike Brown pushes out his arms. Don't come near me. Why? I tested positive. Mike Brown tested positive. He will not be cornering Jorge Masvidal. He is in a car driving back to Florida, or has already driven back to Florida, which the UFC arranged for him. But if you test positive here in Abu Dhabi, you're going to be quarantine for 14 days.
Right.
That's all I know. I have a procedure after that. So we were tested when I got here and then sequestered in my room. I'm sleeping United States time,
right?
Meaning I'm up at night and sleeping during the day.
Which
here
that's hard enough already, right, Buff, to keep that schedule when your internal clock looks outside and sees that the sun is down. Like your body probably wants to get into that natural, you know, circadian rhythm and go to sleep when normal people go to sleep.
Yeah. The good thing about it is that it is on somewhat the same pattern as home. So I want to keep it that way. And the main reason too, TJ, is because in order for the show to be shown in the United States on Saturday and the other shows, we have to start the show and be at the arena at like 2 a.m.
Right. Yeah. You've got to keep North American time essentially.
I have to, otherwise I'm going to wreak havoc on my system.
Right.
And that's the best way to do it. And it's no problem. I've got it down
sure.
now, but I got here Tuesday night. It is now Thursday night. I have not seen anything outside the W Hotel in Fight Island where we're staying. I have a beautiful room. I'm not arguing about that.
Sure.
But it does feel like a rich man's jail.
Well,
you know,
that's what I was saying. Like, I mean, I didn't have nearly as nice of a hotel as you have when I was in Kansas City, but I had a new appreciation for the idea of what in-house arrest is. Granted, it was only about 2 days. But when you're stuck in a room and you're not allowed to leave, and if you leave, there are consequences, I don't care if you're in a palace, Buff. Like, you're in a prison. It's a really nice prison, and I'm maybe being a bit hyperbolic, but all you want to do is get out of there. All you want to do is stretch your legs and be a human being. We're not meant to be cooped up like that, especially when, not necessarily against your will, but you're being forced to be there. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, you're absolutely correct. And part of the thing is here is that, you know, how much I train all the time. You know, I'm always working out. So I can't go a day without doing something. I can't go to the gym.
Are you doing burpees in your hotel room? Are you trying to like lift weights?
I'm doing what I call my hundreds. I do minimum 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 squats. I do various forms of sit-ups, about 200 sit-ups. You want to see how I do an arm curl, TJ? You want to see how inventive I get?
Sure, 100%.
See this chair?
I do now. You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. This is the white collar hotel gymnastics Olympics with Bruce Buffer. I don't know what you want to call this, but
shoulders, right?
Easy now. Don't hurt yourself. Look at that. That chair doesn't look light either.
No, it's not. No, it's the chair's a pretty decent chair, but it's keeps the, you know,
that's fun. There you go, Buff. Wow. Look at you. You do your hundreds. I'll maybe do a dozen. Maybe.
Well, I think today, because I woke up with so much energy, I've already done 100. I'll do another after the show. I'll do it again. I'm just trying to stay in shape, TJ. You know how the shape I've gotten, and more so sequestered. But
right.
I don't want to stop. Anyway, that's my little routine during the day. Our meals, we put out a menu. They deliver the meals in cardboard boxes, of course, outside the door.
In hazmat suits. Oh, my God. That blows me away, Buffer. Like, they're treating you like you're toxic material.
I'll tell you if you remember. Do you remember a film called Back to the Future?
I've seen it a couple hundred times, yeah.
Okay, so you remember when he goes in to convince his dad that he needs to do something, and he's in a hazmat suit standing over him?
Yeah.
That's what I think about the time I open the door and I see the guy in the hazmat suit.
Man.
But I don't even talk to him. I tell him leave it at the door. I want him to walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean.
And then they hand me a ticket to sign for room service if I order something other than the pre-prepared meals that we have delivered.
Right.
And, you know, I'm putting on gloves, signing the thing. They give you pens that are contained in plastic because, again, people out there listening who are part of the solution, not the problem, even a pen transfer can transfer the buyer. This is how serious.
And that's the thing, too. I think a lot of people fail to realize that germs have been everywhere forever, but we haven't had to deal with this type of infectious virus before, so we're forced to be a bit more cautious. But germs have always been on everything, and they always will be on everything. I went to the dentist yesterday, Bruce. I was supposed to have a dental procedure done in March. It got pushed back, and finally, you know, things are opening up here, and my dentist called me. I went in, had the procedure done, but it's kind of like what you were describing. Everything is covered in plastic. I can hardly keep myself up in the chair, because it's like sitting on my grandmother's furniture back in the 90s. Like, I'm literally sliding down the entire time. The dentist has so much PPE on that I can hardly see his face. It's a strange world, man. It's a very strange world.
And they take off your mask and your nose is exposed and everything when they're working on you?
They have to, yeah. Well, I get nitrous. So, believe it or not, Novocaine has very little effect on me, which is a very big problem. When you go to the dentist, it doesn't work on my left side at all. Works a little bit on the right side. So I have to have nitrous on. I have to be higher than a kite to have dental work done. So my nose is not exposed because it's in the nitrous mask.
Sounds like fun.
it's fun, but let me tell you, yesterday I was supposed to have a procedure take about 45 minutes because the numbing process wasn't working. I was in the chair and under nitrous for about 3 hours. And no one should be on nitrous for 3 hours. I threw up everywhere, which I'm sure is exactly what they wanted during a pandemic.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, we're all. I'm sorry about that. But we're all going through adjustable times. I'm getting my teeth cleaned, delayed obviously for 6 months with everything going on at the end of July, and I'm sure I'll be doing the same exact thing. And listen, everybody out there, too, we're giving you health advice, but get your teeth cleaned at least a minimum once or twice a year.
But here's what's scary, Bruce. Here's what's scary. You say you're delaying it 6 months. Like, I don't know when the end of this thing is near. Like, this might be something for a very long time. I saw that they were looking for volunteers for a test, clinical trial of a vaccine. I know they've already tested some vaccines. If we're still operating this way a year from now, I really wouldn't be surprised.
You want my opinion?
Yeah.
Life has changed forever, TJ. I think that
I don't like that. That doesn't sound good.
No, I don't think that we're ever going to go back to a full normalcy that we considered normal as of, say, 5-6 months ago. And I'll tell you the reason why. You know, when the bird flu hit and you would walk through the airports and, you know, Asians would be walking with their masks and everything, and you got, you know, maybe you giggled a little bit, whatever, but they were being very smart. And now,
well, that's part of the culture. That's part of Asian culture. When there is virus season, yeah, I mean, yeah, you just wear masks. I think we're learning that now as well.
I think we're learning that now. When a vaccine occurs, hopefully, this thing will not change until. And again, I could be wrong, but we will not change until A, our leadership leads us by example, showing everybody you need to wear masks, not just leaving it up to state and governor levels and just mandating it across the board so the direction is followed. B, that people don't fight the fact being part of the problem, as I've already said on the show a couple times already.
Yeah.
But a vaccine needs to be put in place because...
And vaccines still aren't a cure-all, though, you know? Like, that's what's scary about it. Like, vaccines, like the vaccine for the flu, I think only gives you like an 80%... like better chance of not getting it, which is great, but like you're still susceptible. And when I say 80% to not getting the flu, that still doesn't mean you're 100% proof from getting it. It's just you have an 80% higher chance of not getting it. You still very much can get the flu when you have a flu vaccine.
Exactly. So that tells you that COVID's going to be around. God forbid the other strain of COVID they're talking about hits America, or this other swine flu they're worried about in November. That could possibly hit, give or take the calendar time period that they're talking about. The bottom line is that due to this pandemic, it's become more aware to all of us as citizens, unless you're blind and not watching the news or even opening a media periodical to tell you what's happening in the world. The bottom line is this is where we're at. Well, and what I worry about, DJ, is not just what we're talking about, but we've touched on it before, the economic damage that's being caused going to take years.
Beyond our lifetime, honestly, to be as stable as we once were. Maybe the stock market gets back to its numbers and whatnot to where it was prior to this. But you got to think, like, if this hadn't hit, we would have still been progressing, right? You know what I mean? So it's like when we get back to normal, we're still far below what we should be because we should have never really dipped down to begin with. What worries me, Bruce, is the idea that this is just the first sort of strain of it. This is the first go around. Anything like the flu mutates, evolves, gets stronger, gets more damaging and deadlier. Like, what are we going to do if COVID-20 is worse than this? And how long will it take for us to get past that? And how long can we actually, really expect to live this way? Because this is the big problem to me, the whole mask situation. The people that are going in front of City Hall, Bruce, and saying that a mask is oppressing them and it's a limitation of their freedom, I don't think you understand what the word oppression is, people. Like, you're not going to die from wearing a mask. You're not going to really have anything bad happen to you other than you're uncomfortable and you're inconvenienced. And I mean, you've been flying. I'm sure you wore a mask the entire time from Vegas to Abu Dhabi. I did the same, across this country. It sucks. I hate it. But you just got to do it.
You got to learn to embrace it. I was on the plane. I will not mention names. There were a few individuals standing up with their masks off, talking loud, talking, and I'm like, put on your mask.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it on. We get off on the plane. We're in the shuttle around in a tube.
Yeah.
And we're sitting 45 minutes waiting for the police escort to take us to the hotel. And meanwhile, people are pulling down their masks and talking. And again, I'll say it again, put on your mask.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks for censoring yourself there. I appreciate that.
They know me. I'm polite to everybody.
Sure.
But I am not going to stand for this. I'm sorry. And I'll tell you why. I'm sorry, TJ. Let me go back.
We're halfway across the world from each other. We're going to step on each other a little bit, by all means.
This is not news. Michael Bisping released this on a podcast, I think it was, information. I wasn't going to talk about this unless it was already made public. But people have probably read that the fighter and fine commentator and awesome fighter, Paul Felder, flew out to Vegas alongside fighter turned coach Dean Thomas. Dean apparently tested positive. And again, this is information released by Michael Bisping. Dean apparently tested positive, I'm reading here, for COVID-19.
Right.
Felder, who was next to him on the flight, out of an abundance of caution, even though Paul tested negative, he is quarantined in Las Vegas for 14 days. He was supposed to do all four shows.
Yeah.
Now he'll be here for one of them or whatever. I don't know how the procedure goes, but that's the precaution they took. Mike Brown and one of the fighters. I was walking in the parking lot. John Anik and I were masked up, gloved up, and doing some exercise in the parking lot, getting out in the sun on Monday before we left for Abu Dhabi. And when we were allowed to walk out of our rooms, and John walked up to Mike, and Mike went like this. And yep. I think I already said this.
You did.
That's the positive, you know? So this is getting close to home.
Yeah.
This is what people have to understand. Now I'm going to go one step further. There's not a lot of TV here to watch. Okay. I can't get Netflix. I'm watching the channels available.
Right.
Aside from two movie channels, obviously it's CNN.
Right.
And I don't want to hear about Fox News, CNN. I don't want to hear all that crap. News is news. Okay.
Well,
the 20 to 40 year old.
I don't know. 20 to 40. I don't know if news is news, Buff, anymore, unfortunately.
No, it's just life. So,
well, I mean, here's my thing. The reason I say that is because when I turn on the television and I watch the news, half the time I feel like I'm getting that much news and this much opinion, and it goes both ways. My issue is, I try to find news, Bruce, and then I'm just sent down a rabbit hole of doing my own research to figure out what is fact and what is opinion. And we just need to throw opinion out at this point. We just need to go with what is fact. And I'm sorry, like, maybe I'm crazy, but I think back in March, we should have just shut everything down for 8 weeks. Because essentially, it's what we did to our economy. We shut down our economy for 8 weeks. And what did it do? Not much. It just killed the economy. So it's like,
well, part of that problem, and I don't want to get too political, you're absolutely correct, is, and people look back on that. Look, Melbourne, Australia just closed down. I think it was Melbourne, closed down Melbourne. It's either Melbourne or Sydney. Pardon me,
yeah.
I don't know which.
Yep.
The major city in Australia, they only had like 72, and I could be off too. It was like less than 100 cases
right.
or something.
And it was less than like 25 deaths or something.
Yeah, they closed it down.
Yeah.
And speaking of deaths, people say the death rate's going down. No, here's the thing. Because of states allowing people to congregate in bars, things happening like President Trump having that rally in front of Mount in Tulsa, right, where the distancing was not practiced. They removed the distancing from the seats to sit across from each other.
Right.
They gave masks that you can wear it or you don't. Well, now Tulsa's having a spike.
Yeah.
Okay. Florida is 10,000 a day, give or take. Arizona is the number one worst place in the world. The young people now. It was always about the older dying or whatever. Okay, here's what's happening too. For you who's listening out there, if you're 14, 13, or if you're 40 or 30 or 20 or whatever, let's talk about this age, this demographic, okay? Yes, I'm 63 and I maybe have a chance of getting it worse, even though I'm very healthy and my immunity system is strong as far as I know. But young people are strong too for obvious reasons. Now what they're finding out is, okay, maybe you won't die. All right, God forbid. Let's hope that that doesn't happen. Maybe you won't get really sick. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But lung damage,
right.
Neurological brain damage, people having hallucinations, heart damage. They find now, and they're checking into it, that you know people that we hear dying of heart attacks, this, a lot of this could be COVID related. There's still a lot of facts out there. You don't want to get this, folks. You don't want to get it. It's not the flu. And God forbid the flu gets bad, which it can. And we know it kills a lot of people too.
Yeah,
this is a different flu. It has effects that will last. Do you think I want to have lung damage?
Right. I mean, bottom line is this, Bruce, no one wants to get sick. Okay. Even if you don't really get sick, even if you can walk around like Mike Brown and not look ill, you don't want to get it. Why would you want to get it? You know what I mean? And that's the other thing too. We're still not entirely sure that getting it once means you can't get it again. Like, we really don't know anything about this thing. And
the latest stat I heard about that, TJ, is that once you've had it, like, people think you won't get it again. No. And this is going to change, I'm sure, because medicine is still trying to figure out, the medical community is trying to figure all this out, the CDC and everybody else, Dr. Fauci, you name it. The last thing I heard is that, okay, you'll be good for 3 to 6 months, then you can get it again. Yeah, what does
so
that
just,
do?
So just don't get it. You know what I mean? And if that's true, 3 to 6 months, then that vaccine is going to be something that you're going to need to take anywhere from 2 to 4 times a year, which that's...
Jury's out on that.
Yeah. One thing that I wanted to tell you, I don't know if we if I shared this last time we did the show, but a friend of mine got it. He, his wife, and their 4 kids got it. Their 4 kids tested positive, showed absolutely no effects. His wife tested positive. She had a headache. He tested positive, spent 4 days in the ICU on a ventilator.
Really? How fast did that happen?
Within a week's time, and then he was recovered fully by like 10 days after the positive test. So it worked out for him, but like he literally thought he was going to die. Like he was on a ventilator in ICU. And that's what's weird. This you got to believe it's the same strand, you know, same strain of illness. 4 kids, fine. His wife gets a headache. He almost dies. That's bonkers. Well,
the stats are, and again, pardon me, I could be off because I'm reading so many different things.
Yeah.
If you're in ICU, you're in a ventilator.
Yep.
20% you're dying. 20%.
Yeah.
That you're dying.
Right. And think about that. 20%. If I roll 100-sided die, 1 through 20 means you die. I mean, it's a small amount in the grand scheme of things. But how many things do we do in our daily lives that have a chance of 1% or more of dying? It doesn't happen.
I'm not in the habit of trying to run across a crowded 405 freeway.
Right. Okay? But what I'm saying is we do a lot of things in our life, Bruce, where there isn't really a real chance of death. And I don't think we understand what that real chance of death can be.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
At T-Mobile, you can get 2 powerful iPhone 11 Pros on us.
The 3 cameras are perfect for capturing my DIY projects. I'm repainting our car.
Wow, the ultra-wide camera really captures all the flames.
Switch today and get 2 new lines for $90 plus 2 iPhone 11 Pros on us with qualifying trade-in.
For well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees, Essentials plan with auto pay, phone via 24 credits. If you cancel before 24 credits, remaining balance on full price of $999.99 for each device may be due. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
You say, press this button and I'll give you $1 million, or if you press it and get that 20%, you die. I'm not going to press the damn button. You know what I mean? Like, 80% chance you just hand me $1 million. I'm still not going to take a 20% risk that I die.
Well, we get back to the same thing again. You know, you want to be part of the solution, not the problem. We're going to go into the news a little bit, but there's some more COVID talk here we have to do. You know, you read these stories all day long, or, you know, different stories happening. One of the more tragic, beautiful, but completely tragic stories I'm reading. After 53 years of marriage, a Texas couple, okay, they died at the same time holding hands from COVID-19.
Oh my God.
He was, supposedly she was 80. She was sick for a few days. When he took her to the Texas hospital, found out that she had COVID-19. It's just one of those things. They both died holding each other's hands.
I mean, that's horribly tragic and romantic all at the same time.
I'm trying to make a good story sound great. It's just, again, I'm going to point out something horrible because I just want our people, our listeners and viewers who have subscribed to our show on YouTube to basically get the message. And if you're tired of me giving the message, well, I'm sorry, because we have to keep giving it.
Well, here's my thing, Bruce. Like, wearing a mask to me is like washing your hands when you go to the bathroom. Like, just do it. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're in your own home, just do it. Because that's the clean, right thing to do. No?
Okay, a little mask thing, and then we're going to go into the news. I've read where they're finding out the scarves. Okay, maybe that helps a little bit. That doesn't really help. You need the 3-ply mask. You need a good mask.
Yeah.
Got to cover your nose, not just your mouth.
Right.
Don't touch the front. Don't touch the inside. Touch the loops.
Yep.
And that's it. Clean it. When you take it off, put it in a plastic bag. Have more than one mask available to alternate, and throw ones out that get worn. Because police wear bulletproof vests. Citizens wear masks. We're trying to dodge a bullet. It's as simple as that.
Just wear a mask. I just don't understand it. Like, again, you're not even really allowed to go do anything. So when you go to the grocery store for like the 10 minutes that you're there, just cover your mug. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, one of the stupidest things I'm seeing, you know, this name Karen, these Karen videos that they show.
Yeah.
Are these the dumbest people in the world?
I don't know why this is the sword you want to like fall on. Like, this is going to be your battle. I don't get it. Like, you just don't get it. And a lot of these people have essentially destroyed their lives over it. Like, if you're in a video where you're acting like a maniac and it goes viral, you're toast. Your life is done.
They lose their job.
Right. Well, I mean, you're going to lose your job and you're going to lose everything essentially up front. You may as well go bankrupt trying to get plastic surgery because you're going to have to. You're going to have to alter your appearance so much that you're no longer that guy that was in Costco freaking out. You know what I mean?
One thing I'd be sure to hear, I've never had plastic surgery, Botox, stomach implants.
ab implants.
I eat right and take care of myself. That's not my interest. But the bottom line is, I know the joke you're making. Yeah, it's crazy, TJ. It's crazy.
I mean, honestly, like, I just don't understand why anybody wants to destroy their life over this. Like, you're going to take a stand. Like, also, too, if you're going to make a scene in public, you may as well just expect that someone is recording you because that's just the way it is.
Yes. And yes, exactly. No matter where you're at. At the same time, you got to walk around thinking you're infected and they're infected and treat yourself properly.
Right.
But TJ, back to the main thing, and then we're going to go into the news. One of the biggest problems that has created this problem is the fact that our leaders, whether you are a President Trump fan or not, the bottom line is our leaders need to lead by example. That's really the main thing.
I just don't understand why everything's got to be politicized, Buff. I just don't get it.
All re-election.
Yeah, but like, whatever. Let's just move on because like, I'm going to turn into Sam Phillips here and just go freaking crazy business. I'm going to go full Karen on this program simply because I just don't understand it. I just don't understand why people don't want to be, like you say, part of the solution rather than further the problem.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, let's get off the COVID. One thing on COVID. The dumbest story, the stupidest story of the thing.
Okay.
And again, we get back to the young population, which is now suffering and getting sick from COVID more than anything right now. Okay? Listen to me, young people. Alabama students were throwing COVID parties to see who would get infected first to win the prize.
What?
If that is not the height of stupidity and ignorance, I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm confused. How do you, like, they're just testing everybody? Like, I don't understand. Like, who gets infected first and when? What's the prize?
I don't know if it mentions here financially.
It's not worth it.
Students in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, have been attending parties in the city, right? And the surrounding area. And what's being described, they call it a disturbing contest, just to see who can catch the virus first. Need I talk anymore? Do I need to elaborate anymore on how dumb this is?
This sounds like an episode of the Darwin Awards.
Crazy. On a lighter end, Joey Chestnut broke his own record eating 75 hot dogs.
I saw that. What an American icon.
In 10 minutes.
Dude.
7.5 hot dogs a minute. That's less than 10 seconds a hot dog.
I don't know how first off, he's not chewing. Like, he can hardly be chewing. But second, how does your stomach, like, move those around? You know what I mean? Like, how does your esophagus handle that much food? Does he soak them? Is that his technique?
Yeah, usually, if I remember correctly, they dip them in, like, a water.
Yeah, I mean, what a thing. What a thing to you know, and what's really interesting to me is how much those competitive eaters actually work out and take care of their bodies in order to do that. Like, I don't want to say that you're not an athlete, because you very much are if you're subjecting your body to that sort of trauma and pain. But I don't know, Bruce. Maybe I side with you on poker being more of a sport than this, because that just seems like personal torture.
It's personal torture. I don't know what's more interesting than Kanye West announced the potential presidential bid for 2020.
Get out of here. I mean, okay, sure, fine. Get out of here.
You read it? One day he announced the presidential bid. Elon Musk supposedly supports him. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And now the story on TMZ about how he has bipolar episodes at least once a year. I don't think I'd vote for him.
Can we just go back to plain old boring oatmeal politicians, please?
Life gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
Bruce Buffer, 2020. Buffer DeSantis, 2020. Let's go.
No, I'm not a politician.
I don't want that either. We'd get impeached day one.
Yeah, no, don't want that at all. Not whatsoever. Here's an interesting story. Let me get this again. You'll love this one. Maybe you won't.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know. We'll find out.
A 13-ton shipment of human hair, right? Products such as weaves, right, has been seized by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Again, coming in from China. The hair was worth over $800,000.
Okay.
And they figured it's all been taken from prisoners, likely from Chinese.
Oh, no.
They're profiting off prisoners if this is true. Is that crazy?
Oh, my God. That is a horrific story.
13 tons of human hair. How much hair is that?
Not unbelievable. I mean, again, this always goes back to COVID, it seems. But, like, how do you wash that? How do you disinfect that? How do you make sure that that is not? I mean, I'm not kidding you. Like, I would worry about lice and other things like that.
Yep, I know. Me too. Speaking of the crazy story of that, you know, Mike Perry fought a couple weeks ago, right?
A couple weeks ago? Or
was it last week?
I don't know. I saw a video that looked like he was trying to pick a fight.
He wasn't picking a fight. He was throwing punches.
Yeah.
And if you watch that video, it's like, Mike, calm down.
I mean, I want to err on the side that there's probably more to the story than you and I know. But the optics of that video... didn't look good.
No, it didn't look good. So I don't think any charges have been filed exactly,
getting back to what we were talking about though, Bruce, like even if there are no charges filed, in a lot of ways, the damage has already been done for Mike Perry. Like he looked to be in the wrong there. And I mean, you know this more than anybody being in the spotlight as long as you have been in it. Even if you're wrong or even if you're right, if you are in that situation and that is all we get to see, you lose. You lose.
Yeah.
The perception of the public is reality. And I mean, I don't know. It was very unfortunate to see. And you need to be very, very careful when you are someone who is in the public spotlight when you are in public.
Agreed. It's not a good thing. We'll see how that all unfolds. I hate seeing anybody in the way, you know, representing the UFC in a negative light like that. But listen, we see it all the time in many different areas of life, and we'll see what pans out. But now on the positive end of the UFC, as we wind down the show, is UFC 251 is on Saturday. Really excited for the show. That's a completely stacked card.
Hey, we've buried the lead here. We buried the COVID-19 lead here, and that's Gilbert Burns that's out of the main event, and Jorge Masvidal stepping up on 6 days' notice. I don't know what says BMF more than the BMF champ going, sure, I'll go fight Kamaru Usman on 6 days' notice in Fight Island. Oh, my coach can't make it. He's got COVID. Whatever.
Yeah. I know. It's amazing.
Crazy story.
Kudos to Jorge. You know, love how he flew out. And they show how he stopped in Italy for pizza.
Yeah.
He only took one bite. Not that for his friends and stuff, his crew, which is really, really cool.
I would be surprised if he even swallowed said bite of pizza. You know what I mean?
He said he took one small bite and wished he took a bigger one.
the guy deserves it. But here's my thing. I don't know if you saw it. There was a screenshot of Masvidal on ESPN's First Take with Stephen A. Smith, and they asked Masvidal how much weight he would have to cut to make 170 for the title fight, and he said about 20 pounds. And their faces were just like in pure shock. And it's like, wait, I bet you Masvidal's always cutting around 20 pounds. Like I mean, maybe that's a little bit more than he normally cuts, but like it showed me that the average casual mixed martial arts fan really doesn't know what the term weight cut means or what these fighters subject themselves to on fight week. But I'm sure Masvidal will make that weight just fine.
Yeah, sure. And there's no way anybody can know what a weight cut is unless they've gone through it. You know,
right. But
lose weight, isn't it?
A lot of people, though, Bruce, I think they hear weight cut and they think, oh, you diet. You diet down. Like, that's not a weight cut. Like, a weight cut takes place anywhere from 24 to 36 hours before a fight, and it's when you're actually cutting the water out of your body. And Yeah, there's no dieting really involved in a weight cut. You can drop weight over the course of a training camp for sure, but when it comes to cutting weight, you start your cut in the final hours leading up to weigh-in, and you know, it's a lot harder, I think, for, say, the flyweights to cut 20 pounds of water, but somebody that's fighting at 170 or, you know, God forbid, you know, higher weight class, 20 pounds, not ideal to do in 24 hours, but it's definitely doable.
Of course. And, you know, my kudos and praise go out to all the fighters fighting, not just on this car, but all the other cars, because the training camps for during this COVID-19 pandemic period are completely different.
Yeah.
You should have seen when I was in Vegas, outside in the parking lot. You've got two fighters sparring and working out over here. You got two fighters running the parking lot over here. You got another couple of fighters doing it. Everybody's trying to exercise, including yours truly, as best as we possibly can.
Yeah.
But going into Saturday night, Jorge Masvidal, Kamaru Usman, very excited about this fight. Max Holloway, Volkanovski, I can't say enough about that fight. Jose Aldo and Peltor Jan, awesome. Let's face it. The rematch with Andrade and Namajunas.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to see that? And the return of Paige VanZant. It's going to be awesome.
Can I just say that, I mean, I love the fact that Masvidal is stepping up and filling in for Gilbert Burns, and we still get that welterweight title fight. But if there was ever a card that didn't need to have a fighter step up on short notice to make the main event happen, it's this one. There's like three or four main events in this card.
I know. It's loaded. And I'll say it as I always say it on the show. If no matter where you're at in the world, if you're a UFC fan, you don't watch the show. You're not a UFC fan.
I mean, I don't know why you would be listening. Hey, I don't know why you would be listening to this radio show or watching us on YouTube, by the way. Subscribe. I don't know why you would be watching us and not, you know, giving your money for UFC 251, because it's one of the greatest cards in recent memory. I know we say that a lot, but this probably a safe bet that this is going to be, on paper, the best card of the year.
And look at all the great cards we've had so far. It's unbelievable.
I mean, it doesn't end with this one either. You know what I mean? Like, July is a crazy month.
No, I've got the next show on Wednesday, and then I'll be coming back. I'm not going to do the other two shows. But, you know, 2 weeks here and getting this done, I'm very excited to be part of the show. And I'm going to say praise. I want to give so much praise to Dana White, his medical crew, everybody at the UFC. I've now, this is 1, 2, 3. This will be my fourth COVID-19 pandemic show. And the care that they're giving us, even though, you know, there's been some positive tests, the care they give to those people, the money they're spending to make this happen, I feel safe, but I got to say at the same time, it's a little weird because it's so close.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think the positive tests are actually an indication that what Dana White and company is doing is the right thing. If everyone was testing clean, go ahead.
How can you possibly put 20, 30, 40 people in a room and suddenly not test positive?
100%. By the numbers. Yeah. I mean, you just look at the numbers nationwide, and I mean, whether or not we're contracting it, I think you've already said it. We're exposed to it every day. Everywhere we turn, it is somewhere. And that's why you have to take care of yourself the best you can and wear the mask and, you know, wash your hands and things like that. At this point, it would be very odd if no one had tested positive from the test that the UFC is administering, because the numbers just wouldn't say that that is likely or at all possible. And for the most part, it seems like the UFC has done a fantastic job identifying these cases, sequestering them, isolating them. And, you know, knock on wood, everybody that does test positive gets through it relatively easy and unscathed and is healthy, because like you said, I think this is the new normal for the foreseeable future.
Well, you know, maybe you wind up like the Starbucks Batista down in San Diego, who was publicly shamed by a customer when he asked her to wear a mask and she filmed him. She wasn't wearing a mask and she put it on the internet.
Right.
She took a photo of him, the whole bit. He wound up getting $80,000 in virtual tips.
Yeah, because he deserves it. I just don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, isn't it against the law for him not to wear a mask? Like,
they are going to start fining.
But Bruce, no, the answer is yes. You're not allowed to be in a public space in the state of California without a face covering. You're not allowed.
Right.
So she is, I mean, that's honestly, it's literally like walking up to someone in their car who is wearing a seatbelt and attacking them for it.
Exactly.
What are you doing? Don't be an asshole.
the country's so divided on their own common sense, their own awareness of the medical issues right now, much less the political issues right now.
I mean,
it's a strange world we're living in. Everybody's got to stay as strong and be as positive as they can. And again, I'll end the show with my attitude about being a role model to your sphere of influence. But serious times, folks. Take it seriously.
To me, Bruce, I feel like the seatbelt comparison is very appropriate in a lot of ways. I don't personally care if you wear a seatbelt, because you not wearing a seatbelt really doesn't affect me. The odds that you not wearing a seatbelt directly impacting my quality of life or my ability to continue life, very, very slim. But no one is complaining about whether or not a seatbelt inhibits your freedom. That's what I don't understand. Like, why are you going to be upset about people wearing a mask or you wearing a mask when you can't argue the fact that if you sneeze or speak or anything, there's going to be some sort of projectile coming out of your mouth? This right here is probably the filthiest thing in my studio right now. You know what I mean? 100%. And if anybody were to use it after me, I would do my best to disinfect it. You know what I mean?
DJ, yeah. I just went in the studio last week to record a voiceover for a really incredible video game coming out of the UK. It's a racing game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I turned it down a month ago. They had a delay because I didn't want to go anywhere.
Right.
They finally convinced me it was safe. I drove to the place. They COVID-19 sanitized the entire studio, everything. I put it out on my Instagram last week. I was in a room by myself being directed by a director from Scotland on a video screen.
Yep.
That's where we've come to, TJ.
Yeah.
That's where we've come.
Yeah.
And hopefully movies and TVs will start up in production too, because, you know, there's such an economic issue. Speaking of economic issues, let's go into another feel-good story. Would you believe that a man won a $4 million lottery jackpot for the second time in Michigan?
Really?
$20 scratch off. He walked away with $4 million twice.
Wow. Like, twice in how long?
Hey, today, let me see here.
I hate when I ask questions that you don't have the information readily available to you. They don't always include that. But, I mean, I don't know what the odds of that would be. I mean, the odds of winning a scratch-off are significantly better than that of winning, say, like the Mega Millions or Powerball drawing. But to win two multi-million dollar jackpots on a scratcher, I mean, that's bonkers.
I know. I can't. 3 years ago.
And I mean, then he that's just, crazy.
It's amazing.
I've never seen a scratch off that has $1 million+ prize, though.
Well, it's here, you know.
I mean, I guess maybe I need to pay attention. That's the problem. I'm the guy that will play the Powerball when it's like $800 million. But when it's $40 million, I'm like, not worth my time. Because $40 million, not worth my time. $800 million. Sure. Bruce, I don't even know if I could spend $10 million in my lifetime. I'm too simple.
I'm sure you could. If you wanted to, you could probably spend it in 1 year.
Well,
I wanted to just buy a big house.
You would have to teach me taste, okay? I'd have to hang out with you a little bit so I could learn what finer things to spend the money on. Otherwise, I'm just going to buy video games, and there's not enough video games to go through like $40 million.
That's cool. I only want a 15% commission to show you what to do.
Of course. Okay. Absolutely. A consultant fee on, you know, living high class life.
Hey, remember we talked about trading cards, modern day trading cards, and I mentioned LeBron James might go for $1 million.
Yeah.
It looks like he'll go for $2 million.
That's crazy.
$2 million basketball card.
Cardboard.
From 2000.
Cardboard.
Only one of 23. There's only 23 of them.
It's still cardboard.
Cardboard, $2 million. I mean, I collect cardboard, as you know.
Right.
It can work out. All right, everybody. I'm in Abu Dhabi. You got any questions for me about what's going on here, TJ? Because honestly, until I get out of this room tomorrow, I cannot tell you anything other than how beautiful the hotel is and how empty it is.
I mean, I would ask you questions, but it's basically all like, what are you doing to kill time? And we've already gone through your poor man, let's do bicep curls with this heavy ass chair routine. So I got nothing.
That's the height of my excitement.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm excited for you to work. It's one thing that I think is sort of lost this year, but still not lost at the same time. Like, if it were normal, this is International Fight Week, and there would be hundreds of thousands of people, excited about the UFC, and a lot of people would be coming to Vegas and doing the expo and all that stuff. And we don't get that this year. But the bottom line is, we still get that big fight feel in the first, second week of July, and You know, as long as we have that, at least something in the world feels kind of like business as usual. And after listening to today's show and going over the news, I think anything that feels normal is very much welcomed at this point.
Agreed. Here's something a little unnormal for the end. You know, I'm on Cameo.
Right.
And aside from my videos and audios orders that I take at brucebuffer.com, which were busier ever, record months being set because of everybody wanting the entertainment and the videos, which is great. And for everybody asking, yes, partial proceeds to charity, children, military, animal charities, COVID-19. I charge $2.99 on Cameo, and I get a lot of orders. And Floyd
$2.99?
Oh, no, $2.99.
You know, Bruce, I could offer $2.99, like literally $2.99, and no one will buy it. I'm at $25, no one's buying it. I was all the way down to $5, no one's buying it. Buy a damn Cameo, people. I'll pay for it.
Check TJ DeSantis at Cameo, get it. John Annex on Cameo, get it. Do what you got to do. Roy Jones charges $199. Mike Tyson charges $300. You get $20,000 in orders in his first 4 hours.
Dang.
Ray Lewis, Brett Favre charged $300. Floyd Mayweather charges $999 because, as Floyd always has big dreams and usually hits them, he wants to be the first one to make $1 million on Cameo.
Wow.
And Cameo is really taken off by crazy. They got a $50 million in cash infusion. It's
a great service. Cool. It's a fantastic service. It's really cool.
I film a ton of these things. As a matter of fact, John Annex in the room above me, and yesterday he called me after I got done filming 3 cameos, and he's like, I hear you. I'm so loud, you know, doing my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Listen, TJ, your family, everybody stay safe, stay sane. I'm talking to personal friends now that have been handling this very well, but now it's getting to them. I'm noticing depression, anxiety in all different levels, in all different people. And again, I'm going to say it. My heart goes out to the kids of the world today.
Yeah.
Missing out on what they're missing out on.
My kid just wants to go to the park, Buff. That's all he wants to do.
I'm sure.
And he can't do it. Can't do it because I won't let him. There's two fights here, and I think we can close on this. There's obviously the fight against the virus that we know a little about. We learn more about every day. We start to realize things that we thought we knew, we didn't know. But the other fight is the battle I think you're going through right now in your room. It is living life as safely as possible. And that takes a toll on a person. And I think that we see a spike in cases here, especially in the state of California, because people start to lose their fear of the virus because they're doing everything that they need to do to combat it and to stay away from getting it. But overall, it's not getting better. So little by little, they start getting a little more careless to the fact that it exists. They start lowering their standards of what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. And the next thing you know, they're running around, you know, not social distancing, forgetting the mask, going to the beach and you know, just living like they normally would on a summer day in Southern California. And you can't do that. So that I think that's the harder battle than the main battle is keeping your mind in the fight. Right. And I don't know, just stay strong.
It's a false sense of security. It's kind of like in World War One when you're in the trenches and they're in the trenches over there and suddenly you're told to get up and run against the machine gun. And you know, you're going to get hit by a bullet sooner or later.
Yeah. Even if you do it 10 times and you start not to worry about it, it's still just a matter of time. Like the probability you can't get lucky every time. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's just inevitable.
Exactly. TJ, I'm about to lose power on my computer and I have to switch positions to start charging it again.
All right, Buff, you do your thing.
Listen, I want you to be safe. Tell the audience anything you want.
Check out the new show, Extra Rounds, myself, and unfortunately, the afflicted Dean Thomas. We are live every Thursday on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page. I will check in with Dean this week. It's probably available on archive as everyone listens to this. We're talking about UFC 251 and just everything else that is going on in the world of the Ultimate Fighting Championship and mixed martial arts as a whole, and hopefully they'll check it out on Twitter, at TJ DeSantis, and buy a damn Cameo, cameo.com/TJ DeSantis.
Have you spoken to Dean?
I have.
You okay?
He's good. He's bored like you, but, you know, he's stuck there for another, like, 9-10 days.
Okay, well, give him my best, and I hope he doesn't get hit with anything bad from this.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your orders, for your videos and audios coming into brucebuffer.com. the cameo orders you send in. Internationally, if you're from Europe, I'm also on Memo, which is a very popular video site in Europe. But my main thing is I want to wish everybody out there to be smart, stay safe, stay sane, do what you need to do to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Be a role model to your sphere of influence. As always, set your goals, write them down. There's still things to be done in this world, but it's an ever-changing world, and it's called adapt, learning to adapt, and change, and hopefully we get back to some normalcy for all of us. TJ, you're right about wanting to get outside, everybody, but just open up the paper, do it smartly. With that being said, again, set your goals, step out on that path, be the best you can be, do the best you can, because then you're winning. And that's what I'm all about. That's what the show is all about. And that's what I try to tell everybody that listens. I love you all for tuning into us. Thank you for being loyal. We have more listeners than ever coming in, and we'll continue to do what we can to show everybody how happy life can be and how beautiful life can be. And with that being said, I wish you all a positive, wonderful week. Stay safe, stay sane for the 18 millionth time on the show. And I will see you from the Octagon on Saturday. And I will see you from the Octagon next Wednesday. And then I'll be coming back to my wonderful USA. Thank you, everybody. Big cheers and no fears forever. And thank you, UFC, for all you do. See you from the Octagon, folks. Be well.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.